Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Moustakim. I am back on the airwaves to empower this very special group that I have developed a series of conversations to empower. Of course, really, I come on to empower many of us. But today we are talking notes to first-time junior faculty, six strategies to end the semester smartly. I hope you heard me, smartly, because we can end it, well, so glad to be done, but how do we get to the end, if you will, and then also prepare for what is coming next semester, next year, and really throughout the entire pathway of your career and whatever that you envision, imagine. I'm here to empower you so you can know how to really take it to another level. And if there are those who are not academics who are listening in this moment, I would say, if I were to rename this show, that perhaps today I'm talking about how to focus on your goals and apply your power, because that's what I'm doing. I'm moving the needle so we can begin to understand what are the ways, as a year is coming to an end, what are the ways that we can let ourselves, find ourselves, and also let go, get a little rest, but also prepare for the new year. So, all right, again, talking to those first time or also just the junior faculty, assistant professors, or academics, wherever that you are, the whole thing is about how do we move forward and also end at least the semester smartly. So the first thing that I'm sure all of us here, we do not want to take for granted, but we really have to look at this semester, this fall, this year, under this moment, we need to review. We need to reassess where and how can you or can where and how can we all make it easier for you, your students, the meetings, the expectations, and more importantly, your evolution. So really what I'm pointing to right now, whether you sit down, whether you meditate, whether you take a walk, it's time for you to review and reassess this past semester. What did you do? What worked? What was truly too much? And where did you find your middle ground? How could you move that autopilot earlier? Those are some things to think about. Again, that's the most logical place to say, how do you end smartly, is you have to go back and look at the bigger picture. But you all, in doing so, it can help you to see better. Whoa! Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that again. It's time to upgrade it and also find your balance. So if we were to think about it pre-pandemic, under a pandemic, who knows if we'll ever be post-pandemic, but the whole thing is look at your energy. You gave a whole lot before, whoop, whoop, and then the burnout came. Now you want to find that balance. If maybe you were like me who, whoa, used to assign 8 books to a class, oh, never will I again. I was on another level, but that was like 14 years ago. Now, I seem to be dabbling with 6, and that seems to be too much, but that's okay, though, because I'm reviewing and I'm reassessing and talking with myself and my students to understand how to, again, how to upgrade the balance. So, all right, that's the first. That's where you can take it to a new level, is by slowing down, reviewing, and reassessing. Now moving on to the next step, to the next strategy. This is, I will say, where you give yourself something to look forward to. This semester is not done. This year is not done. Have you given yourself even one thing to look forward to next month? Next month, last time I checked, was December, and it is also going to be the very ending of a semester for a normal 16-week semester, all that sort of stuff. Again, have you booked anything for yourself, something that allows peace? This is a completely different lane of what brings you happiness, but where and how can you find your peace? So maybe you can think about booking a massage, maybe go get some reflexology, whatever that you like to find your peace, and book it the day after you have submitted grades. But if you book ahead, of course, then you can guarantee perhaps that there's an opening. But if you wait to the last minute, then you're going to be, oh, do I deserve it? Oh, I don't have time. Oh, all these excuses. But you want to give yourself something to look forward to. That was the best advice that my mother could have told me. Like, you always think you don't have time and don't deserve a massage. But if you also have a membership, then it is there for you to show up. But if you don't have a membership, and again, this second strategy, go book something ahead. Put it in the calendar and also call whoever you got to call to give yourself something to look forward to, something to find your peace and relaxation. You'll thank yourself later. Trust me. All right. Here we are. Let's keep it moving on to our third strategy. What did we start with? Review and reassess. Also, then the second strategy was book ahead, something for your relaxation. Third strategy, and this is still in line with the future. So next month, I want to encourage you to set two dates, pick two dates that you will be willing to have a date with yourself. And a date with something that you love, something that does bring joy or delight, and or delight. We want all of that. Because in making time for yourself, in having a date with yourself, and even more with what you love, then you can find that ability to just kind of let go and be in that joyous delight. So if you like to paint, maybe December 12th, you have a date with yourself to paint. Maybe if you like to walk the garden, the botanical garden somewhere, maybe you go to their winter botanical gardens, but you do it on a date that you set for yourself. This is a date with yourself and, more importantly, what you love. And as I was thinking about that with myself, I'm thinking, wow, I miss actually, like, I love the coffee shop. I always got some work to do, but I miss it. So there will be a return to something that I love. I'm not interested in just sitting on the computer listening to a coffee shop. Now I want to be there, wherever I can go, and my favorite coffee shop, whoop, whoop, supporting local. So again, set two dates with yourself. You see, I didn't say one. I didn't encourage you to just do one. Why not? Do two, whatever that can be, in the house, out the house, whatever. Of course, be, you know, cautious in all of where we are in the world. So the next strategy. Ooh, get ready. Some of you all will say, oh, I wish I had time. You got to make time for this, because when I start to ask people about their pattern with this, it's very revealing. What I'll say is, it's time for hibernation mode. Whatever that sleep means to you, it's time to make time for sleep. So maybe now, as the semester's coming to an end, maybe you can get a nap in. Maybe you do choose to sleep 8 hours. Or I will admit, if you're like me out there, this being in person, all the energy that it takes to be in person means that I go to bed quite early. And I am sleeping more than I ever have because I'm having to give of more of myself than I ever have. So I am encouraging you, I am inviting you to make massive time for sleep, hibernation mode. And for those who may have a little trouble trying to get to sleep, you can make banana tea. One day I'll come on here and talk some herbal stuff. We can talk about how you go to the next level, because that's important. You also can look up black seed oil. I said black, B-L-A-C-K. I know there's black seed, but black seed oil, ooh-wee, you will sleep well, and you will dream where you will question your reality, meaning that everything will be so clear. So again, make time for sleep. Whether it is after the semester's done, whether it's today, yesterday, don't wait until January 1st, because you know 2022 is going to be high vibrational. You need to go into hibernation mode if you knew what's coming next year. So again, we're keeping it moving with the strategies. Now we're on to, where are we? Yeah, there we are. Next thing I would say, or maybe this is sitting down and having a meeting with yourself, calendar meeting, whatever that it may be, possibly calendar meeting. But it's time for you to map out what you want next year, next spring, next summer, next however you want to do it. But map it out according to teaching, research, and if you're on a speaking schedule, you want to map it out. What is ideal? What is too much? And hey, this has been working for a while. You want to go and look it out. You want to look at it. But you also want to map it out. When you map it out, then you can see what is coming. So again, already you see that I'm inviting us to review and reassess. Isn't that where we started? Because we have to look at where we've been. And that's where now, several strategies later, I'm encouraging you to map out your teaching, your research, and your speaking schedule. So you got to be clear what's too much and what's too little. For myself, 2 to 3 book talks is a lot, but it is kind of really for the past few years what I've been doing. I'm grateful that I've had interest in a variety of directions. However, I do know that there are people who do like 8 and 10 and 12 book talks a year. Woo! Power to you. Can't do all that. I have to have balance in all the things that matter to me in my professional career, teaching, research, and also sharing more about what has come from my brain with Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. So, again, sit down and map out your teaching, research, and speaking schedule. Now, this next thing, I will encourage you, and I'm speaking from experience, it is worth it. It is so worth it. Whatever way that you can not only plan, but have a writing retreat, it is astounding what will come through. Case in point, years ago, me and a couple friends, we decided we're going to have a writing retreat, and we strategically booked it right as the semester ended. Because, you know, we all can hem and haw, oh, well, I don't have time. Whatever, you do have time when you got an unpublished book. I do know that. Because that was the three of us at that moment. And we booked a cabin in Tennessee and ate good. I cooked. We wrote. We had a good time. And we were there for several days. I almost feel like we were there for a week, but it wasn't a week. Probably was about 4 or 5 days. So if you could do that, it is so worth it. And then it's great when you can gather with other people. However, where we are in the world and where I am, I also would encourage highly a solo writing retreat. Now, writing retreats can take different forms. For some of us, that might be moving to another room. That might be driving to an Airbnb somewhere else in the city, maybe doing a staycation, or maybe going out of town. And then there's others that like to write together, perhaps at work or on Zoom or in coffee shops. Those gatherings, a retreat is different than a meetup at the coffee shop. So that's what I want you to understand. When you do a writing retreat, you can have a deep dive into your work. But it also requires you to shut yourself off from the world. And the world has to be okay with it. So yours truly is definitely going to be having a writing retreat. I've been saying it all fall that it was coming. I truly, though, had very little time. So now that things are getting onto autopilot, I feel my heart yearning for a writing retreat. So if productivity does matter to you, and it should as junior faculty, as any academic, as an assistant professor, whoever, wherever you are, recognize that creating a retreat, going away, taking time, whether it be in nature, by water, wherever, but getting away from the comfort of home or even the chaos of home, it can allow you to see more. I'll tell you by doing that, when I did the writing retreat, I wrote my, in Tennessee this years ago, I ended up writing my introduction. And I remember thinking, oh, this is great. And I figured, oh, you know, I'm going to have to tear it all up later on. Now, wow, people rave about my introduction. Because I took the time to go in deep on what I love and what I needed to produce, which was a book, and the book that I wanted to produce needed time. Now, if I could, I would have definitely done a very extended month-long retreat. Some of us can't do that. But you can do 1 day, 3 day, 5 day, 7 day, whatever that you can afford, whatever that you see the value of time, you can offer yourself a retreat. I've done many different types of retreats, and there are going to be more that I'll be doing in the future. In fact, probably even leading some writing retreats. But that said, take and make time for a writing retreat. That's a great way to end smartly, because then you're basically like, woo-woo, back to the work, back to my space, back to what matters and what you love. Because this career, this new job, this where you are in the world, it is a reflection of what at some point in your life you said, I am, I will do that, or that is where I will be in life. And so we want to own up to it, and we want to love it. We want to love ourselves. So again, the day we've been over here talking about staying focused on your goals and applying your power. So this is the beginning and just the ending, and here I am, the one and only Dr. Shawnee Musakeem. And again, I've been speaking about notes to first-time junior faculty, 6 strategies to end the semester smartly. So, hey, here is to the future. If you want to get a hold of me, check out my website, drmusakeem.com, shawandemusakeem.com. You can send me an email, shawande.musakeem@gmail.com. More is to come in the empowerment. Remember, yesterday was never too late. Today is not too late. Tomorrow you can really take it to another level. Be kind to yourself. Be compassionate. And end the semester moving towards your optimal place of balance. All right, now, again, here's the beginning, and we will be talking even more. I will be coming on more to empower many and all of us. So all right, now, I'll talk to you soon. Again, I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Musakeem. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.